Hello?
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding.
Thanks for getting connected to eBay. This is Martin. How may I help you today?
Yeah, hi. I just wanted to cancel that purchase.
Yes, sir. For the cancellation, do you know what is there? It's some online procedure. So for the cancellation, we need to generate a cancellation ID, first of all. And after that, I'm going to connect you from our secure server. They will help you out that your connection is saved or not, or you have placed this order or not, anything. They will, first of all, they will verify there are some fields tests. So after that, you will be worried. So first, for cancellation, do you know, we have to generate a 3D cancellation form. So can you just confirm me that, do you have any device where I could send you the 3D cancellation form?
Yep, I've got a computer.
Yeah, you got a computer. So can you just turn on your computer?
Yep.
Yeah, please, once it is open, please let me know.
Just waiting for it to log in. Now it's open. Now what do I do now? Hello?
Yeah, are you in front of your computer?
Yeah, I am. It's on now.
Yeah, what could you see on your computer right now?
I can just see my desktop.
Okay, you do one thing. Just simply open your Google Chrome.
Yep. Google Chrome.
You just simply open your Google Chrome.
Yep, it's open.
Yeah, it's open. You do one thing. You just do one thing. Could you see a search panel at the... Could you see a search panel?
Yeah, I can, yeah.
Just give a click on that and type over there. www.
Yep.
Sorry?
Yep.
Dot.
Yep.
www. Dot.
Yep.
Any desk. Yeah. A as an alpha, N as in November, Y as in yellow, D as in delta, E as in Edward, S for sugar, K for kingdom, .com.
Yep.
Now give a click on search. Give a hit on search.
Now what?
What could you see on your screen right now?
Access now. Access any device at any time from anywhere. Always secure and fast. Download
do you say now. Anything? Do you say any option says download now?
Yes, download now, yep.
Give a click on that. And try to install that application.
Okay, yeah. Alright, I'll just go through and do the install now. I'll let you know once it's done. It's installed now.
Is it installed?
Yeah, it says enter remote address.
Yeah, could you see anything is given over there, your address, something like that?
Yep, I've got the address.
Yeah, so can you just one by one, can you just confirm me the number?
Yep, it's 797.
Just wait. 797.
950.
95.
Yep, 950.
950.
Yep.
After that?
178.
178. Yes, be on that page. If you see any changes over your computer, please let me know, okay?
Yep.
Now, just you do one thing. Could you see an option?
Sorry, what was that?
Yes, sir. At the right hand side, just top of your screen, could you see a four? It's a three line over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, give a click on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, give a click on that. And after that, you see a second option says set password.
Yeah.
Yes, give a click on that.
Yeah, and now it's asking me to set a password.
Set a password. Everything should be, every letter should be in lower case, and the password over there, you just type S-U.
And I'm sorry, can you just repeat that one?
Sorry?
Yeah, sorry, can you just repeat that? You just cut out then.
Yes, you do one thing, you put the password over there, all should be in lower case.
Yeah.
S-U.
S-U.
P-P.
P-P.
O-R-T.
Yep, S-U-P-P-O-R-T.
Yes, at the rate.
What? So S-U-P-P-O-R-T, is that all you wanted me to put?
No, S-U-P-P-O-R-T. O-R-T. S for sugar, U for umbrella, P for pen, and P for pencil, okay? And after that, O for orange.
So is it one P or two P's? S-U-P-P-O-R-T. Is it S-U-P?
2P, 2P, S-U-P-P,
S-U-P-P-O-R-T. Yep.
Yes, O-R-T.
Yep.
After that, 1, 2, 3. Support 1, 2, 3.
Yep. Now what?
Now, just you give a click on set password.
It's got apply.
Yeah, it has taken.
Click apply.
Sorry?
I clicked apply.
Yeah, apply.
Yeah, I clicked it, yeah. Now what?
Now what could you see on your screen right now?
I just see my address and global settings. What
does
I need to do next?
Now you do one thing, just one by one, once again, spell out the numbers.
It's 797.
Yeah.
950.
Yes.
178.
Yes. If you see any changes over your screen, please let me know, okay?
Yep.
Now, you please be on that?
Yep.
Yeah, be on that page?
Yep.
Now, come to your normal screen.
Minimize
each and everything and come to your normal screen.
Yep.
Just open your Google. Now just type over there, M for mother, Y for yellow, space, number one, P for papa.
Yeah.
Could you see any suggestions come, my 1P address location?
My 1P address location, yep.
Yeah, give a click on that. And now what you see over there, that it is given what is my IP address location. Now just be on that page. Could you see your IP number over there?
Yeah, I can, yeah.
Yes, sir. Just below that, you see any warning comes over there?
Your online activity can be seen by your internet service provider and anyone else spying on your connection.
Yes, sir. So that means... Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yes, sir. Now come back to normal screen.
Sorry, yeah.
Yeah, you do one thing. Now you just be on hold. And now I'm transferring this call to my senior. He will assist you that how to cancel this and block those person, those who are trying to misuse with your personal details. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you for staying online with the eBay Action Fraud Department. My name is Eddie. How are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm good. Yourself?
I'm doing good as well, sir. Thank you for asking me about it. So I see you have been talking to the eBay customer service for like the last 10 minutes. And I believe the previous person you were talking to, they have already made you understand about all kind of information that have been compromised under your account, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So let me tell you what's happening at the moment right now. We have detected some unusual, you know, activities under your eBay account. The thing we noticed is that we noticed certain login attempts made into your eBay account from different IP addresses and other locations. That shows us that your account was first active from Mountain View, California. That's in America. It was then logged in from Zhengpe in China. It was then logged in from New Delhi in America. In India, I'm sorry. So these are three locations from which your eBay account was active from. And there were orders made into your account after that for gift cards, cell phones, and laptops. So I hope you're not involved in any of these activities, right?
No, I'm not.
I see. So I'll be going ahead and getting you connected at the moment to the eBay Action Fraud Support. We will be showing you our information that have been compromised under your account. We'll be canceling all the charges for you, okay? Could you please let me know, like, what kind of application have you downloaded on your computer to get connected to eBay?
Well, I downloaded that AnyDex thing.
And did you already have it on your computer earlier, or did you just download it right now?
What was that term?
Did you already have the AnyDex application on your computer, or did you just download it right now, sir?
Just downloaded it right now,
okay. So I believe the previous person you were talking to, they have showed you details about your IP address. When you logged onto Google right now and you looked up for your IP address, it might have showed you that your IP address can be tracked and seen by any your online service provider, right? Your internet service provider. And it can only also be accessed by anyone else who's spying on your network connection. So what we're believing at the moment right now is there are people, there are scammers who are trying to hack into your network securities, your network configurations, and they're trying to access the websites that you visit over there, because anyone who knows what your IP address is and anyone who has the configurations of your data, they can access the websites you visit over the computer or any of the devices. They can check the passwords you use. So we are believing they're duplicating your information in that manner and checking up your information, okay? We'll now be going ahead and checking up more information on this. Like, what kind of browser do you use on your computer? Do you use Google Chrome or Microsoft?
I use the Google icon.
Okay. And how often do you use your computer? Like, every other day or maybe 2 days or 3 days a week?
Every day.
Every day. And I believe you use your computers to, you know, access emails, online banking, online purchases, and all kind of stuff like that?
Yeah.
Okay. Please open up the Google Chrome on your end, sir.
Yeah. Open.
On the right-hand side top, you see the X symbol. Look below the X symbol. You see the three dots in a straight line. Click on the three dots in a straight line.
Yeah.
You see the option that says Downloads. It should be the fifth option on the screen. Click on Downloads.
Yeah.
You see that over there, right? Now, what do you see under Downloads right now, sir?
You've got the AnyDex.
You've got the AnyDex over there. Do you see your AnyDex, like, what is the last time you're showing the AnyDex downloaded, sir?
Today.
Come back to the previous page. On the right-hand side top, again, you see the three dots in a straight line. Click on the three dots. And click on the fourth option that says History, sir.
Yeah.
Okay. Click on the History again on the left-hand side of the tab.
Yeah.
Okay. What is the last time you have used your computer, sir?
Today, to connect to you.
today. Okay. Before this, I'm talking about before this one, sir.
Probably a little while ago. I can't remember. I cleared my history last time though.
What was the last time you cleaned your history then?
Would have been last night. Hello?
Yes, sir. Come back to the previous page, sir.
Yep.
Now, what kind of phone are you using at the moment right now? Are you using an Android phone or an Apple iPhone?
Android phone.
Okay. Alright. Now, we're going to go ahead and show your information about the bank you have been compromised on. So, you said you do online banking on the computer, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Please write in the name of the bank on the top of the screen where you see the search bar.
Yep.
Okay. Now click on search. I hit the enter button from your keyboard.
Yep.
You see a bank coming up on the screen. Click on the bank link.
Yep.
And log into your account, sir. Check if you see any unusual transactions on your
account. I can't log in until it's from here.
So how, that's why I asked you, how do you log into your account? You said you do it online banking on your computer.
Oh, I use my
phone. Okay, get back to the previous page.
Cool.
You're not able to log into the bank from the computer, you said?
Yeah, correct. I only have an app.
Okay. Do a thing. On the cell phone, you have the InnoDesk application as well?
No, I don't.
You don't have the InnoDesk
on the cell phone? It's a work phone, so I prefer to not install it on there.
I'm sorry, what do you say?
It's a work phone, so I prefer to not install it on there.
I hope you understand that, sir. We need to go ahead and get you connected to check all kind of information and charges.
Well, what other options do we have?
That is the only option that we have, sir.
I mean, we also have the option where you're a managed fucking scanning piece of fucking shit. You fucking little shithead. You're a fucking scammer, you fucking little piece of crap.
Huh?
You think I'm gonna fall for your fucking crap? Huh? You listening, mate? You fucking dickhead?